So the word somebody has a secondary meaning to refer to a person of supposed importance. A child might say, "I want to be a somebody," when asked about what they want to be when they grow up. They mean that they want to be a person that is important. The problem is that when I look for real-life examples, I still find both someone and somebody alternately used for the same hypothetical person of importance. For example, in the poem, "I want to be a somebody," the words somebody and someone are interchanged.